Children's hospitals in St. Louis are frequently ranked among the best in the country. But just outside their doors, in the region's poorest zip codes, the infant mortality rate can be 20 deaths or more for every 1,000 births. That's more than three times the national average. As St. Louis Public Radio's Duri Buscarin reports, making a dent in those statistics is an ongoing challenge.
Several times a week, a nurse named Jennifer Crowell conducts home visits with new and expectant mothers through a nonprofit called Nurses for Newborns. Today, Crowell drives to Florissant to meet with Courtney Isadora and her two-month-old daughter, Malia, who has the biggest smile you will ever see on a baby.
So how are you?
Good.
What's happening?
Malia came out small. She weighed just 4 pounds at birth. Isadora remembers how her daughter had to stay in a neonatal intensive care unit. The family was in the hospital for 3 weeks.
You know, seeing them sticking her, hearing her crying, and one minute she's doing good, and one minute it's bad, and she's puking up half her bottle. So it was really stressful, and I could tell it was stressful for her. And I just made sure I was right there by her side.
Nurse Crowell checks in. She asks how Malia's eating, how she's sleeping at night, and offers some tips. She asks Isadora how she's healing after the birth, how she's doing emotionally, and whether she's run into any difficulty going back to her job as a cleaner. Then they unroll little Malia from her blanket and do a quick checkup. When they weigh her, there's a sigh of relief. 7 pounds, 5 ounces. Deanna Isadora Jackson, Malia's grandmother, is bursting with pride.
She's, what, 7 pounds?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, but she's feisty and she's a fighter. So if their kid is a fighter, they're going to make it. They're going to make it.
Isadora says that before Malia was born, she had no idea how many people had also had difficult births and complications during their pregnancy. Then friends started sharing their stories, and she started to see what the problem was.
During pregnancy, a lot of people, like a lot of women, get stressed. I think it's because of stress, lack of sleep. They're trying to run around and do so much to the point that, you know, we're stressing our baby out.
Isadora is reflecting what many healthcare providers will attest to. High levels of stress during a mother's pregnancy can make it more likely that a baby will be born prematurely or at a low birth weight. Unsafe living conditions, tobacco use, and unmanaged health problems like diabetes also have an impact. And these conditions are much, much harder to change, says Laura Gully of the Maternal Child and Family Health Coalition.
What we're hearing are basic everyday needs, you know, challenges with good paying jobs, quality housing, education, those things that you traditionally don't associate with infant mortality.
As a result, every year, more than 100 babies never reach their first birthday in St. Louis City and County. Among African Americans, the infant mortality rate is 3 times as high as it is for whites. Gully's coalition began a new initiative this year called Flourish St. Louis, which has spent the past months conducting public input sessions to find better ways to address the issue. About 40 parents gathered for a roundtable discussion this week at an elementary school in Normandy. They recommended public information about the importance of prenatal care, offering assistance to expectant mothers in a non-judgmental way, and parenting classes. Carnadria Smith, a doula and a mother of three, says she'd like to see more African Americans working in the birthing industry.
Watching women have their children, it's definitely something that pulls on your heartstrings when you see someone that's worked so hard to bring a life into this world and done everything right just to get to the finish line and to go home without baby.
Organizers at Flourish say they will consider public input and data to create action steps for improving infant mortality in St. Louis. They say they'll pull on a lot of the programs that already exist and already have funders, because simply coordinating those efforts might just make a difference. I'm Duri Buscarin, St. Louis Public Radio.